हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदाशिव समारंभाम शंकराचार्य मध्यमाम अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्ताम् वंदे गुरु परंपराम श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादम् शंकरम् लोकशंकरम् शंकरम् शंकराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
So we've been talking from the beginning, every time I tell you, all that one needs to know, to be happy, to be free from limitations, one has to discover happiness. To be full, one has to discover fullness. To be free from limitations, one has to discover limitlessness. When you say one to be full, to be happy, to be limitless, one has to discover means one is already what one wants to be. One is already what one wants to be. What you want to be, already you are. You cannot become what you want to be. You cannot become what you want to be. You are already what you want to be. The very want that you want to be what you want to be is due to ignorance. That is why Shastram says, if you really have to become what you want to be, then even if you become, you will not be what you want to be always. Why? What is the law here, logic here? Anything obtained, anything gained, anything reached, anything attained is subject to get lost. And if you know you are already what you want to be, the very want to be what you want to be is meaningless, isn't it? May not be there, cannot be there. Therefore, it is very clear what you want to be, you are already. That is why you can never become what you want to be. That is why to be what you want to be, you better know. You have to discover what you want to be. You are not going to. That is why the discovering is what? That's why reality. If you want the fullness, limitlessness or happiness, which are synonyms, that is your choiceless end, and that has to be discovered as the very reality. When I say that has to be discovered as the very reality means that what you want to be and what the reality is are not two different things. I always say fullness is the nature of reality. Nature means what? That which will never get lost. Like fire will never lose its swarupam of being hot. The heat, you cannot say one fire used to be so hot before. Nowadays fire is not as hot as it used to be. It's not like our local, you know, Sri Lankan Indian shop stuff. You know, they're all, it's always nitya gunaha, nitya swarupam. Heat means it's a nitya swarupam. Agnehe nitya swarupam. It's always everlasting, timeless nature of fire is what? If fire is, heat is its swarupam, isn't it? Like that, what is swarupam of the reality? First I have to say swarupam of the reality when I have to say. Reality, parambarunudaya tanmai ennana. So swarupam of the reality is fullness and happiness. But now I have to say parambarule niraivu. Understand? Parambarunudaya swarupam niraivu. First I have to say fullness is the nature of reality. Now I have to say, no, this reality is fullness, fullness is reality. Heat is fire, fire is heat. But not fire is hot. Fire is heat by itself. Heat personified is what? Isn't it? Heat is embodiment of heat. Heat is fire, fire is heat. At least that's very grossest example to make something much subtler, subtlest. So fullness is the reality, reality is the fullness. That is why, what is the next step now? Reality has to be cognized, recognized, understood, arrived at, known in terms of its swarupam. Why knowing the swarupam, recognizing the very swarupam nature, is recognizing the reality. Reality and the nature are not two different things. Okay? Parambarulin tanmai niraivun solradhu vera, parambarule niraivun solradhu enna. Then there are two different things. So recognizing the swarupam is recognizing reality. That means there is no other way of recognizing the reality. There is no other way of arriving at the reality. You know the reality, then know the nature, then you know the reality. Therefore, reality has to be recognized in terms of its swarupam. And what is the swarupam of the reality? Now what you want actually, what you want to be, full. What you want to be, limitless. What you want to be, free from bondage of these limitations. All these limitations, birth, death, old age, diseases, problems, you know, pain, pleasure, all this, everything limits you. So you want to be limitless, you want to be full, you want to be happy. You want to be happy always, everywhere, with everybody. That's what is being happy. You know? So you need to discover limitlessness. So how can I discover limitlessness? Limitlessness is nothing but pure existence. To iruppe, ennathu mulumaina. Varaiyana iruppe niraivu. The pure existence is limitlessness. If you know what is pure existence, you know what is limitlessness. But how you know what is pure existence? You always understand existence relatively. When you say, you have to say, tumbler is, when you say, tumbler existence, okay? Existence of tumbler is. Something always, you understand existence with something. You never understand existence separately, pure existence. World is, light is, that is, things are, people are. Existence is all understood with something or the other. You never understand existence as existence. What is pure existence? A existence of the whole cosmos. Existence of every object is in fact the existence of the whole cosmos. Like what? Existence of wave is the existence of the entire ocean. is an existence of a one object is the existence of every other object. That means there is a one common thing which is pure existence, which lends existence to everything in this universe and which lends existence to this entire universe. How can you, what is known by the word Sat? This Anandaha, fullness, limitlessness, happiness has to be understood, you know, as very Sat. But how will you understand Sat, the pure existence? This pure existence, like H2O is the existence of the wave, the Nama Rupa. H2O is the existence of the entire ocean, the Nama Rupa. H2O is the existence, only existence of the entire ocean, which includes every wave. It's inclusive of every wave and all the waves. Therefore, the existence of water is the existence of the ocean. And what is the next step? Water is the existence of the ocean. Similarly, existence of everything, everything, when I say, don't think, we have to include the whole Jagat, all the living thing and the non-living thing, is every existence of the whole Jagat. And what is that? That is existence of the whole Jagat. Existence of reality is the existence of the Jagat. Therefore, reality is the existence of the Jagat. So, the reality which is of the nature of limitlessness and which is of the nature of existence. Therefore, knowing reality means knowing fullness. He is knowing the reality. Knowing the fullness means knowing the existence. So, knowing the existence is knowing the reality. நிறைவை அறிதலே பரம்பொருளை அறிதல், இருப்பை அறிதலே நிறைவை அறிதல். So what is then, how do you understand? This pure existence is available for recognition only as Chit, the pure knowledge. Understand now? Therefore, what is pure knowledge now? Therefore, reality and pure knowledge are not two different things. Like what? Fire is heat, heat is fire. Similarly, pure knowledge is the reality, reality is the pure knowledge. Arive parambarul. Arive perunmai. Arive meipurul. Isn't it? So we say, reality is knowledge, pure knowledge, Chit. So this reality is Chit, reality is the Sat, reality is the Anantam, Anandaha, Satchit Anandaha. So what is it? Only pure knowledge. So reality, the fullness, the existence, has to be understood only as the pure knowledge. Why? Pure knowledge is the reality. Arive Devam. Adithavara veru Devam kadayad. Anittum arivin totram. Arive Devam. Anittum arivin totram. Anittum Devam Irevan. Okay? Reality is pure knowledge is the reality. So reality as pure knowledge, where is it available? How is it available? We've understood, is never, it can never, always we say reality cannot be known, we say, because cannot be known as the object, cannot be known as the known, but can be known, recognized only as the knower, as a subject of knowledge. That is why we distinguish this subject of knowledge is the knower, and knower is the I. That is why we always say reality is available for recognition only as the content of the I thought. That's why we start with Driktishi Viveka Prakriya and all that. And we arrive at what is this, how pure knowledge is. How is this pure knowledge? You cannot describe, that's why we say it's inexplicable, it cannot be described, no words can describe, kandavar vindilar. No. Surkalal peshapada mudiyadu. How can I talk about it? Just it has to be just understood. But the Shastra's words properly handled can help you understand that. It takes time because the mind is slowly taken to that. So what is that now? Pure knowledge. Now you understand? Okay, when you know the content of the word I, you know, content of the I is pure consciousness, pure awareness. The pure awareness or pure consciousness is nothing but pure knowledge. And this pure knowledge, there's no other sat, there's no other existence, pure existence, other than, apart from this pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is the what? In fact, the self, which is the pure existence, and which alone is pure, but which alone is limitlessness, unhappiness, unfullness. Understand? So like what? We say, the water, the existence of the ocean, is full of ocean. And to be full of the ocean, water need not do anything. To be full of the ocean, what does the water need to do? It does not need to do anything. Why? Because it, even if it doesn't want to be full, it is helpless. Understand? Being full is the nature of the water with reference to ada tanmayana. Understand now? What is the nature? Understand now? Doesn't need to do anything. There's no action. Being full is not an action on the part of the H2O with reference to ocean. That is how it is. That is how it is. That is what is said to be the nature. Adu appadi irukumna. Abadi irukkuradhukku peru dhaan tanmayin solradhu. Illaya? That is the nature. So being full is the nature of the water with reference to ocean. Therefore, being full means it pervades everything, all pervasive. So being full, make it a non-fullness, is the nature of the water with reference to ocean. So that what is fullness is the existence of the ocean. Look at this. Fullness is the existence. Fullness and existence are not two different things. What is that which lends existence to the ocean? The form and the name. Isn't it? The given form with the name ocean has its existence. What? Because of what? The H2O. What is it which lends existence to the ocean? Water. If I remove the water, the ocean, the word ocean will not have any meaning. Therefore, that which lends existence to the ocean, irupai kodukkirathu. Adi water lenna illamal kaanamal poividum, illaya? So, lending existence. Therefore, what? The pure the existence of the ocean is water. The existence is what? That which is the existence, not existent, okay? The ocean is existent. Ocean has the status of being an existent because of its existence, which lends existence to this ocean, the water. So, water is what now? Existence is what? Fullness. Understood now? Existence is fullness. Similarly here, look at this now. The existence of the Jagat is what? Is of the nature of fullness. Limitlessness. Which pervades everything. Isn't it? Which is of the nature of fullness. And what is this existence which is fullness? Pure knowledge. How do you know that? Without knowing the meaning of the word chit, you do not know what reality is. without knowing what reality, you know, what chit is, you will never understand what sat is, how sat is. Without knowing what, understand now, if you do not know chit, you do not know sat and ananda, anantam. But how do you know chit? That is why arivahattan paramburulai, arivaha mattumedan paramburulai purundu kolla mudiyum. அறிவாக புரிந்து கொண்டால்தான் பரம்பொருளே அறிவாகிய பரம்பொருளே பிரபஞ்சத்தின் இருப்பு என்பது விளங்கும். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், தட்ஸ் வாட் வி ஹெட். சோ திஸ் ரியாலிட்டிஸ், திஸ் பியூர் நாலெட்ஜ், யூ ஹவு டு அரைவ் அட் இட் அஸ் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் த வேர்டு ஐ, அஸ் த கண்டென்ட் ஆஃப் தி வேர்டு ஐ. ஒன்ஸ் யூ நோ தட் பியூர் நாலெட்ஜ், நோ விச் இஸ் the existence, pure knowledge, the, is the self of everything, not myself, yourself now. The pure knowledge which is understood as the content of the I is the self of everything, is the only self, Parama Atma. Atma, Parama Atma mean the same. You, this Atma is looked upon as the absolute self. Why? There is nothing which is other than, nothing greater, other, apart from, other than the Atma. The pure knowledge is what? The pure existence. Pure existence is what? Limitlessness. And how do you know that? There is no reality which is pure knowledge, the existence and limitlessness, other than the meaning of the word I. Listen now, reality is the meaning. You discover only as the meaning of the word I. Every time you say I, content of that I is what? Awareness. எங்க போய் தேடுறன்னா, வாட் யூ வாண்ட் டு சர்ச் ஃபார், வேர் ஆர் யூ கோயிங் டு சர்ச் ஃபார். எவ்ரி டைம் யூ சே ஐ, த கண்டென்ட் ஆஃப் தட் வேர்டு ஐ, தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தட் வேர்டு ஐ, யூனோ வாட் ஃபில்ஸ் தட் ஐ, வாட் இஸ் ஃபுல் ஆஃப் தட் ஐ, விச் ஃபில்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங், யூனோ இஸ் நத்திங் பட் ரியாலிட்டி. தட் இஸ் நாட் சம்திங் அவே, நாட் டிஃபரண்ட். That is what he wants to say in this verse. Okay? This is an introduction. I didn't go much into detail because I want to finish today. So I didn't just, I thought he says. It's better, no? Some, what is said?
Jnanavarjita jnanahina chit. ஜ்ஞானவர்ஜித ஜ்ஞானஹீனசித் ஜ்ஞானமஸ்தி கிம் ஜ்ஞாதுமந்தரம், ஜ்ஞானமஸ்தி கிம் ஜ்ஞாதுமந்தரம். ஜ்ஞானவர்ஜித ஜ்ஞானஹீனசித் ஜ்ஞானவர்ஜித ஜ்ஞானஹீனசித் ஜ்ஞானமஸ்தி கிம் ஜ்ஞாதுமந்தரம், ஜ்ஞானமஸ்தி கிம் ஜ்ஞாதுமந்தரம்.
வாட் ஹீ சேஸ், சிச்சித், ஹீ சேஸ் சித். நவ சித் மீன்ஸ் சைத்தன்யம், சித் சைத்தன்யம் சிதிஹி. Remember, these three words mean the same. Consciousness. The pure consciousness. The pure awareness. Even if you don't say pure awareness, always pure only. Okay? The, because reality, so I have to say pure. See, H2O minus wave is what? Pure H2O. Wave is what? Still pure H2O only. But why? Minus wave form. Okay? Minus name and form wave. H2O minus wave form, name and form wave is equal to pure H2O. Understand? This is the reality. And H2O with form plus form and name and form wave is what? Still H2, this is an H2 only. Just use the word pure, just to say what is pure. So, Chit, Chitihi and Chaitanyam are synonyms. Pure awareness, pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Jnana Varjita Chit. Jnana Varjita means what? Jnanam, see, be very careful here. Jnanam is another word to mean pure consciousness, isn't it? Jnanam, arivu. Jnanam means knowledge. So you can also say what any knowledge of any object which rises in the mind as a thought is also what? Said to be knowledge. Oru porulai patri arivu eppadi udikkirathu? What form does the knowledge of a given object rises in the form of a thought, rises as the thought, isn't it? That is also said to be jnanam. So the knowledge in the form of a thought is said to be what? Vritti jnanam. Sollunga? Vritti jnanam. Vritti hin sonna ennam. Ennamaga ezhugindra arivu. See, arivahya parambarule, arivennam ennamaga ezhumbugirathu. Isn't it? Pure knowledge alone, there is a pure knowledge which is a source of knowledge, consciousness. But knowledge of a given thing which rises as the thought also is what? Said to be jnanam. So we are using knowledge for what? Two things. The thought also is called knowledge. And the source of knowledge also said to be knowledge. So we have to know the difference here. So that is called vritti jnanam sanna, oru porulai patriya arivu. A knowledge of any given object. In which form is it? Enga irukkirathu? Knowledge of anything, knowledge of any given object, which rises in the mind as a thought. No? What is it? No? It's also what? Where is it? Where does it exist? It's in the form of thought. Enna vadivil dhaan irukku, isn't it? That is called what? Vritti jnanam. That's called what? Vritti jnanam. But this knowledge of any object which rises in the form of a thought, right, rises as the thought, where does it rise from? What is the source of that vritti jnanam? Source of vritti jnanam, origin of vritti jnanam, you know, existence of vritti jnanam is also said to be what? Knowledge, jnanam. Chit, isn't it? It is swarupa jnanam. Say that? Swarupa jnanam. In the vartil purunjikano. Vritti jnanam, swarupa jnanam. Swarupa jnanam is equal to pure consciousness, the source or the origin or the existence of knowledge. And vritti jnanam is equal to knowledge of anything which rises as the thought. Is it clear now? So I can say with reference to ocean, H2O is what? Source. So it's like swarupam, jnanam. And wave is what? Vritti. Like that. Just to help you. So here, jnana varjita means, it does not mean the swarupa jnanam, it means vritti jnanam. Jnana varjita means vritti jnanam. Vritti jnana varjita. Jnana varjita means what? Vritti jnana varjita. Varjita means what? Devoid of. Vritti jnana varjitam. Vritti jnana varjita chit. The pure consciousness devoid of vrittis. Example is what? I tell you, pure consciousness, chit, devoid of vrittis, thoughts, devoid of knowledge of other objects, devoid of thoughts. Pure consciousness devoid of thoughts is called what? Jnana Varjita Chit. Now I can say H2O devoid of waves. Elia, Alegalatra Neer, Yenangalatra நுண்ணுணர்வு. Understand? So, devoid of, it means what? Jnana Varjita Chit. So, the pure consciousness devoid of thoughts or knowledge of objects, okay? Different thoughts, knowledge of objects. Then Ajnana Heena Chit. When you read it, there's no ah. Everybody can Tamil know how he has written in English. அஜ்ஞான ஹீனச்சித் சொல்லணும். வெரி கேர்ஃபுல் ஹியர். ஞான வர்ஜிதா அஜ்ஞான ஹீனச்சித். அங்க ஆ வென ரைட் பிஃபோர் ஏ செப்பரேட்லி பிஃபோர் அஜ்ஞான ஹீனச்சித். அஜ்ஞான ஹீனம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? டிவைட் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ். தி கான்சியஸ்னஸ் விச் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் விச் இஸ் டிவைட் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ். லுக் அட் திஸ். கான்சியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் ஃப்ரீ, இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? தி சித் which is without the chit, pure consciousness, minus without the thought waves, and without ignorance. Understand? Pure consciousness without the ignorance, the thought, ignorance of the reality in the form of a thought is what? Ajnanam. Again, I tell you, ajnanam is equal to ignorance of anything. Any ignorance of anything is ignorance only. So, ignore ajnanam only. Ignorance of the reality. In what form does it rise? It's a thought. Arivum enna vadivagathaan irikkirathu. Ariyamayum enna vadivagathaan irikkirathu. Understand? Any ignorance is in the form of a thought. Knowledge also is in the form of a thought. For both, what is the source? அறிவுக்கும் அறியாமை. See, ignorance also exists. Look at this. Ignorance exists. Knowledge exists. For both, there is a source for both of them to be. Wave exists means there must be water to lend existence. What is that which lends existence to both ignorance and knowledge? Ignorance of so many, anything is also in the form of a thought. Knowledge of anything also is in the form of a thought. Both are thoughts only. Isn't it? So here, ajnana heena means, but ignorance of what is said to be ajnanam here? Ignorance of the self. And jnana varjita, there word jnana means what? Knowledge of any object, so many objects. Isn't it? Knowledge of anything. You can say anything. Knowledge of anything other than the self. Look at this. Knowledge of anything other than the self is nothing but thought. Ignorance of everything is thought. Ignorance of self also is a thought. Understand? Now suppose the ignorance of the self is dispelled. So what happened now? Ignorance is not there. Ajnana heenam. Ignorance has gone. Then what happened now? All the knowledge of the self is there. Understand? Knowledge of the self is what? Thought. Knowledge of anything is a thought. Knowledge of self also is a thought. Isn't it? Knowledge of the reality also is a thought. And not only that, now knowledge of anything other than the self also is what? Thought. எந்த ஒரு பொருளை பற்றிய அறிவும் எண்ணமே. பொருளை பற்றி அறியாமையும் எண்ணமே. பரம்பொருளை பற்றி அறியாமையும் எண்ணமே. பரம்பொருளை பற்றி அறிவும் எண்ணமே. Knowledge of anything is a thought. Ignorance of anything is a thought. Ignorance of the self also is a thought. Knowledge, ignorance of anything and everything also is a thought only. Understand? Suppose now ignorance is dispelled. Ignorance of the self is dispelled. It's gone. It's not there. That means what is there now? There is a knowledge of the self. That is what? Thought. Okay, knowledge of anything else also is what? No, thought. Now, what is the source of all these thoughts? pure knowledge, consciousness. Source and origin of all the thoughts is what? Pure consciousness. Understand? Arivikkum iruppu parambarule. Ariyamaikkum iruppu parambarule. This is why Avayar said very beautifully.
Irul veli irandukkum oridam enna.
Irul veli irandukkum oridam. Not irul taniya anga ukandittukku parambarulukku. No, that's why never separate evil. For us whole. Isn't it?
Oridam,
source of ignorance and knowledge, for both the source is the same. Now what happened? You see, all these thoughts, knowledge of all the objects, any object is a thought. You have resolved thought as what? When you know the reality, they are all mithya. You resolve them. Understand? You resolve them in what? Like you resolve all the waves in H2O. Knowing the H2O as the reality, resolved all the thoughts. Now ignorance of self has been resolved. Now what is there now? When you resolve all the waves, you see the waves. You see, relatively, empirically, you see the plurality of waves. You do not deny your perception of duality. Kadal veru, neer veru, the duality you do say. You see, water is different, ocean is different. You do perceive the reality, duality. The duality is, how real is this duality? Empirically real, relatively real. Because water is not the way, ocean. Understand? You do see the duality. But that's empirically real, relatively real. But as you see as you perceive the duality being real empirically and relatively, you also see the absolute, how non-duality is absolutely real. How? By resolving what is mithya in satyam. How do you resolve it? Oh, the entire ocean, all these innumerable countless waves are nothing but water. Because they cannot exist minus water. So what actually is only water. That is what resolving, seeing the waves without flattening the waves, undoing the waves, resolving the waves in their origin, existence, reality. Understand? Like that. Jnana Varjita. You don't need to resolve the whole jagat, okay? Just resolve all the thoughts. Come on. Leave alone other thoughts. Just the knowledge of any object which rises in the mind is what? All the three states of mind are what? Just the thoughts, knowledge, isn't it? Knowledge. Waking state is knowledge. Dream state is knowledge. Deep sleep state is, understand, all the thoughts are resolved in the satyam, in their satyam. Then ajnanam heenam, okay, ignorance also has been dispelled. Now what is there then? That consciousness. And who is that consciousness? He says, you discover consciousness, discover consciousness, wherein you can resolve all the thoughts, and where there is ajnanam has also been dispelled. Kim jnanam asti? Abba, you can understand very well. Look at this. Kim jnanam asti? Now, jnatum, antaram. Antaram jnanam, jnatum kim asti? Jnatum arivadarku, adai kattilum, adai thavira. Adu thavira, adukkum melaha. Other than that, what else is there to know? Arivadarku verenna irikkiyadana jnatum antaram, that is what is chit. You resolve all the thoughts which rise in the all any knowledge of anything which rises in the form of knowledge in its source, in its origin. Now the ignorance of now reality also is dispelled means the pure consciousness you have arrived at as the content of the I. That is what pure consciousness is, the Sat, which is, listen, the pure consciousness, Chit is the Sat, the Ananda. Why? Because Antaram, Gyatum Antaram, Arivadarku, na, Gyatum means infinitive, to know, Antaram Jnanam Asti Kim? Kim Jnanam Asti Antaram? Vere enna Arivadarku irikkirathu, vere enda Arivu irikkirathu adai kattilum. Other than the content of the word I, wherein you have resolved all the thoughts, wherein you have resolved the ignorance, wherein this ignorance got dispelled also, when you discovered the Chit, what else is there apart from the Chit? No, Ramana is so clear in his vision, how he talks. Kim jnatum antaram jnatum kim jnanam asti antaram. Kim asti. Kim asti. You know this, no? Kim asti. Kim asti. Specs asti. Kim jnanam asti. Antaram kim jnanam asti. Nanandra solin purulaha irikindra arive vadivaha irikindra parambu and arive katlum vera arive enna irikiradana. What else is there? What else is there apart from the pure consciousness? Jnatum kim jnanam antaram asti. Antaram jnanam kim asti. Jnatum kim asti. Adukapram, no, something else is there or what? Something apart from consciousness, is there something else to know? So, because we doubt sometimes. Swami, you know, every all these Swamis come and talk only about consciousness and then is there anything else to be known? Because I think science, some people have the problem, you know that. You have to think for yourself. Don't follow anybody else. Don't follow Shastram, don't follow Gurus. And J. Krishnamurti also says, don't follow anybody else. Okay, you are Guru to yourself. And you squeeze your intellect all the time and you don't never come across anything. And then so always you think, even if there's something else, something more I have to discover, something more I have to discover, something more I have to discover. Come on, you can discover something more, something more, something more. You can discover the most, I tell you. But not, whatever you discover, that is already there. That is why you are not creating it. You can never boast that you are a creator of something. Understand? What you only discover it. Discovery of what is already covered, understand, is knowledge. And what, where does it exist? Where do you go and discover it? Where do you go and discover it? Where does anything become discovered? Not outside of awareness. See, whichever aircraft we get into, how many ever miles we travel, world travel, or even if you don't want to get down, you book the flight for a long life, lifelong. Wherever you get down, where will you get down? Where you get into also space. Where you get down also space. You don't want to get down, all they want to be sitting in aircraft, you know, changing the pilots, making 300 pilots sitting in the aircraft. Okay, every day one person drives. You know, takes care of the flight. And you're only passenger because you're permanently booked. You don't need to walk, come down, land at all. Even if you land, where the flight is, where the aircraft is moving in the space. Isn't it? One space. Similarly, anything you discover, anything is known newly. Definitely, there are going to be new scientists. New subtlest facts will be discovered. Scientific, there will be much more developed discoveries in science. And so high tech, much more high tech, already high tech. Now we are living in high tech world, but there will be much more. Now, technologically, I don't know how much will be developed. But I tell you, whatever is discovered, that discovery, what discovered, what is the source of the discovery? Now, where does anything, the knowledge is, where does the knowledge exist? அறியப்பட போகின்ற அறியப்பட்ட அறியப்படுகின்ற அனைத்தை பற்றிய அறிவும் அறிவிற்கும் ஆதாரமாக இருக்கிற அறிவு. வாட் இஸ் தட்? நோ, வாட் இஸ் டு பி நோன், வாட் இஸ் கோயிங் டு பி நோன், வாட் இஸ் கோயிங் டு பி டிஸ்கவர்ட் லேட்டர் ஆன், லேட்டர் ஆன், லேட்டர் ஆன், வாட் இஸ் பீங் டிஸ்கவர்ட், வாட் ஹாஸ் பீன் ஆல் டிஸ்கவர்ட், வாட் ஹேட் பீன் டிஸ்கவர்ட், ஃபார் எவ்ரி திங், ஆல் தி டிஸ்கவரிஸ், தி சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் டிஸ்கவரி, தி சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் இஸ் வாட்? தி சித், பியூர் நாலெஜ். That's why the pure knowledge is beginningless, the pure consciousness is beginningless, endless, it never begins. Time begins in awareness, time ends in awareness. Awareness does not begin and end. Space begins in awareness, we don't know where space begins, where space ends. But space exists in awareness. Isn't it? Time and space. What about all the objects which exist within the realm of time and space? In awareness. What about knowledge and discovery of anything, any knowledge of any discipline? Source knowledge is what? Rises. What is the source of that knowledge? Jnanam ezhugiradhu udikkiradhu kandu pidippun sonna irukkiradha thana pannanum. Already it is there, source is there. That is why it's called treasure. Okay, now source. It's already there. It is what? Pure consciousness, pure awareness. Arivin utru. Understand now? It's already there. Is there a knowledge, anything other than that? Kim jnanamasti antaram? Understand? This, what does it mean? Discord is different. That's why he's making it very, very profound verse. This is. Do you get it? Do you mean, how should you see that? Discoveries may be new, but the source of discovery is what? Chit. How to say that? Jnana varjita chit. Ajnana heena chit. The chit, no? He said ajnana varjita chit. Ajnana heena chit. Chit is what? Which is chit. Consciousness does not have any ignorance. Please understand. That's what I want to say. Consciousness does not have ignorance. This is called unfoldment. Understand? We say, I do not know. That is true. I am, ignorance is. If you say, that is fine. I am, ignorance is. There you don't own it. Don't possess it. Understand? I am, ignorance is fine. Knowledge is fine. Jealousy is fine. I am jealous. I am, jealousy is. I am, hatred is. I have hatred problem. I am hateful problem. Understand? I am. Everything is. Everything, anything is what? No matter what thought. I am is what thought. That's all. Understand? Content of everything is what? Consciousness. How do you know that? By knowing the content of I am. So, does consciousness have ignorance? Is consciousness ignorant? No. Is consciousness knowledgeable? No. Is consciousness wise? No. Is conscious? Does consciousness have wisdom? No. Consciousness is the source of wisdom, source of knowledge, source of ignorance, source of everything. We had just only the mind. Actually, we don't need to go and analyze the whole jagat and atma and panchakosha. Leave everything. Just be with the mind. So consciousness is free. That consciousness is what? Content of the word I. What is this I? Thought. What is this am? I am thought. What is a thought? Manifestation. Totram. Manifestation. So what are all the manifestations of manifestation of what? The reality, the chit. So whole jagat is what? Manifestation. All these objects are what? Manifestations. And I said grossest manifestations, gross manifestation, subtle manifestation, subtler manifestation, subtlest manifestation, highest form of manifestations. The most beautiful manifestation is what? The knowledge I am. I am itself is what knowledge, thought. The thought I am. Irikire non. Amazing. Non, I. Irikire am is what? I am is what? A thought. So what is the, where does it arise this thought? Where does it rise from? From consciousness. Where does it exist? In consciousness. Where does it resolve every day and night? It understand? In consciousness. Where does it resolve? In consciousness. Where does it exist? In consciousness. Where does it rise from? In consciousness. So what is this I? I is consciousness. Am is consciousness. I am consciousness. Everything is consciousness. I is consciousness. Am is consciousness. Is consciousness. Or is consciousness. A-R-E is. Okay. Everything is consciousness. So what? Jnana Varjita. Consciousness is devoid of knowledge. Abba, to make this consciousness is devoid of the pure consciousness, which is a source of knowledge, which is pure knowledge by itself. Arivahave irikkindra paramparul arivi atradu. That means what? Devoid of knowledge. Devoid of ignorance. Param consciousness does not have ignorance. Consciousness is not ignorant. A ignorance is a state of mind, a thought which exists in awareness. Like what? Now look at this. Specs is. Isness or existence of specs is illumined by the light. Specs is not being there is illumined by the same light. Understand? That's just consciousness, just the thoughts, everything exists in awareness. So jnana varjita, understand varjita means what? Devoid of. Consciousness is devoid of ignorance. Consciousness is devoid of knowledge. Why? Consciousness is the consciousness. The pure consciousness which is by itself, the reality which is pure consciousness, which is pure knowledge by itself, is the source of knowledge and ignorance of anything. The reality is the reality. To know other than that, apart from that, consciousness, chit, jnatum antaram kim jnanam asti, adekatlam veri enda jnanam irikkirudu. வேறு எந்த அறிவு இருக்கிறது? What else is there as the knowledge apart from that awareness? Understand? Chit is jnanam. Pure consciousness is pure knowledge. Swarupa jnanam. The source of vritti jnanam, which is devoid of vritti jnanam. The source of ignorance, devoid of ignorance.
Kim swarupame tyatma darshane. Kim swarupame tyatma darshane. Avyaya bhava purna chit sukam. Avyaya bhava purna chit sukam. Kim swarupame tyatma darshane. Kim swarupame tyatma darshane. Avyaya bhava purna chit sukam.
Avyaya bhava purna chit sukam.
Kim swarupame tyatma darshane. Kim swarupame tyatma darshane. Avyaya bhava purna chit sukham.
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 So there is no knowledge which is not outside of, which is outside of, you know, knowledge is outside of pure consciousness, which is chit, no? Therefore, this chit being a source of knowledge and ignorance, which is devoid of ignorance and knowledge and anything else, that is the reality. That chit is the reality. Chit is the existence. Chit is the limitlessness.
எது பரம்பொருள், எது மெய்ப்பொருள், பேருண்மை, ரியாலிட்டி.
சித் வி சே ரியாலிட்டி இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், ரியாலிட்டி இஸ் லிமிட்லெஸ்னஸ். சோ வாட் இஸ் தட் ரியாலிட்டி விச் இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் அண்ட் லிமிட்லெஸ்னஸ், விச் இஸ் த சித். வாட் இஸ் தட் பியூர் சித்? பியூர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். வாட் இஸ் தட் பியூர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் விச் இஸ் டிவைட் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் அண்ட் இக்னரன்ஸ், விச் இஸ் பியூர் நாலெட்ஜ் இஸ் சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். Other than that consciousness, what else is there to know? You understand the source of knowledge. Understand? Why? How do you know that? How do you arrive at it? There is no kurukkuvali. There is no other way. Only way is what? It is always realities has to be understood only as the content of the word, sorry, content of the I, which rises as the thought. When you say it, the thought I, when you say I, every time you say, it is what? Expression of the thought I. Thought is subtle, isn't it? I is a thought, it's a subtle. Thought is subtle. It is expressed in through the word. Thought, expression of thought is a word, isn't it? When you talk, thought is expressed, communicated, conveyed. And now we were so evolved and then we write it also. Thought, anything written, anything read is in the form of words are nothing but expressions of thoughts. Isn't it? So what? I is what? That's why all the knowledge is what? Source of knowledge is what here? Chit, which is Sat, which is Anantam, Anandaha, that is always available for knowledge as the content, as the meaning, as the substance of the I. Substantive I. Isn't it? That's why he says, And now you know that Chittis Sat, Satis Anandaha. Satis Anandaha. This what you have understood now has to be what now? Now further, more and more and more of listening. See, initially listening itself gives you so much of clarity. The more you listen systematically, repeatedly listening to what has been heard already, not new things, okay? That is why in Vedanta you should not listen to new things. Swami, what has she been talking from day one she entered into Mangamma's house, she is still talking the same thing. Pudusa onnu, it doesn't change anything. Understand now. She has been repeating only very few words. If we look at her, if we transcribe and see, we can make out how much vocabulary she knows. We can make out repetition of the same words all the time, not new words. No new words. That is the trick of Vedanta. Not me, okay? Any teacher will be the same. If they are regular sincere Vedanta, traditional teachers. Because there is a methodology driving home. That is what giving vision. Isn't it amazing? Thanks to my teacher. One debt we can never pay back to my teacher. I can remember, no? Only by sharing. I try to. Now what I'm saying? So, this chit, you know, we say, you understand that. By start listening, clarity, first there's some understanding. Clarity enhances. No, any doubt is, if at all doubt is there, doubt should not be there, need not be there. The more listening will answer your queries and doubts. That is why the only patience is there. Just listen. If there's some understanding is there, be happy with that. And any lot of other things, just keep listening. All your doubts will resolve for length of time. No, then mananam. You will naturally, even doubts will start coming after some time. Know that. Then doubts also will resolve. The same, when you start reliving Shravanam, that will be Nididhyasanam. That will be contemplation. You will be with the Vastu all the time. Then others need not tell you how clear you are in seeing the duality, being empirically real with reference to ocean and water being different from each other. At the same time, you also how you resolve beautifully the way ocean in the water, and you see the non-duality of the water. You know, similarly, you will see the whole jagat living here, you will be empirically, you will see what is, you will accept beautifully the duality being real empirically. You will also see non-duality of the reality also. And then the problem of smallness being centered on I will automatically disappear. Where is I sitting here for it to have the problems? Understand? Then in that's called ascertained vision, assimilated vision, doubt-free vision. புரிய ஆரம்பிக்கிறப்பவே எல்லாம் அவசரப்படுவாங்க. That is why it's a miracle. This is the miracle. Understand? The real miracle. Vedanta, just miracle means what? There's no, nothing is done here. Because we do think, no, 1 plus 1 is equal to 2. Part clay, 1. Part 2. Parts you can count. But clay, one part plus another part. Clay plus clay, can you count? Two clays? We cannot say. And how much always says, then third clay is in your head then. We can't count. Because how can I count 1 plus 1? You know? That means there's no countability. Similarly here also, this vision, us naturally, effortlessly, the traditional teaching we take care. There will be assimilated, ascertained, doubt-free, steadfast vision of the reality. It's not, this one is not some sitting or moving without moving, no, not such things. When you know 1 plus 1 is equal to 2, do you need to sit all the time like this? To know 1 plus 1 is equal to 2, to know this fact, is a fact, simple fact. Or E is equal to MC squared is a fact. Blood is red, hemoglobin, because of hemoglobin. To know all the small, small facts. It's a small fact, but still it's a fact, isn't it? To know this fact, do you have to sit like this without moving? Or do you have to sit, after knowing you have to sit like this? Why? I know some facts. Hey, you know the facts, till you eat, you drink, you watch, you go, everything you are doing. Knowing the facts, you can be just live the prarabdha happily. Similarly, knowing Brahman, now you can overlook, oh my God, you understand everything. In that ascertained vision of this reality, I tell you, everything will fall in its place. What may I say? Everything will fall in its place. Nothing will affect you. Whatever happens, you will not overvalue that. You will not undervalue that. You will give due value. You understand the cause behind it, reason behind it. You will just, you won't be shaken by any situation. And that is what is freedom. Just be free. And what is fullness, isn't it? There's no other fullness. There's no other happiness. Because fullness, because you are reveling in fullness, in that vision. Suppose that happens, okay? Then what he says here, Kim Swarupam Iti Atma Darshane. Kim Swarupam? What is the Swarupam? What is the nature? What is the reality? Iti, thus, Enru. Swarupam nai. Swarupam enbadhi enna. Anaitin Swarupam enna. What is the Swarupam of everything? What is the nature of the reality? What is the reality of everything? Iti, how do you arrive at? Atma Darshane. Atma Darshane, in seeing the self. Atmanaha Darshanam, Atma Darshanam, in seeing the self, in having the vision of the self, having the vision of the self, you know, once you know what the self is, how do you know what the self is? By knowing the content of the I. By knowing the meaning of the I don't use a word now. Look at this. I changed it as thought now. By knowing, was initially I said word, isn't it? Now I say, by knowing the meaning of the I, content of the I, essence of the I, existence of the I, you know what? Swarupam. Understand? Atma. You know the self. By knowing the content of the I, you know the self. You have the vision of the self. When you have the vision of the self, you know the Swarupam. You know the Swarupam of everything. Being the Swarupam of you. I. Swarupam of I is the Swarupam of everything. Self of I is, listen, I means what I mean is Swarupam. So, Atma Darshane, Kim Swarupam Iti, when you see, by knowing, asking what is the truth of everything, how do you understand? In having the vision of the self. Then, you understand what is there is only the self. After Shravanam, after Mananam, in Nidhyasanam, you have, when you have ascertained vision of the self, in knowing the self, what is there? Avyaya. Say now.
Avyaya.
Abhava.
Abhava.
Apurna.
Apurna.
Chit.
Chit.
Sukham.
Sukham.
Then what is there is what? Only Sukham. See the last word. Sukham. What is Sukham? Happiness. Not pleasure. For pleasure also we use the word sukham. Sukha dukke same krutvaha. We say that. Sukham, in the context of dukkham, sukha means pleasure. When you want to talk about sukham, why sukham? Because pleasure also is fraction of fullness. Understand? That is why we say pleasure also said to be sukham. Little of sukham is what? Pleasure. Flake of ananda. Isn't it? Fullness. So we say here, or from you say, chip of a potato. We won't forget, because we eat crisps. That is why. Mangamma doesn't eat. She's on diet. Because I'm jealous of her. Look at this. That is why I had to tell you all these things. In between. I must see her. Oh, I'm reminded. Oh, I have to reduce and start dieting. I feel like it's good. So what I'm saying here, look at this. Say this sukham, fullness here. In this context, sukham is what? Fullness. Happiness. Limitlessness. Happiness means what? Sukham. There's only sukham in what? Nirantara sukham. Nirantara. Antara means gap. There's sukham, then there's a gap. But gap what? There's a pain. Pleasure, pain, pleasure, pain, pleasure, pain. Means what? In between. Antaram means in between. Okay? Nirantaram. In without between pleasure and pleasure, there is pain in between. So that pain is not there. It means what? Nirantarasukam. Understand now? Painless pleasure is how? It's called nirantarasukam. Painless pleasure means what? There's no painless pleasure, okay? Painless is happiness. So painlessness is what? Sorrowlessness is equal to happiness. That means, so being happy always. Being happy everywhere. Be happy with everybody. It means what? Not being unhappy at all. Not becoming unhappy at all. So sorrowlessness. Isn't it? What is that? No? Nitya sukham. Nitya nirantara sukham. So timeless happiness. Spatially limitless happiness. Object-wise limitless happiness. Something is there or not, I am happy. That person is there, this person is there, whoever is, I am not bothered, I am happy. Anytime I'm happy. Understand now? That means what? This is what? Limitless happiness. In fact, happiness is equal to limitless happiness only. Understand now? The sorrowlessness. Therefore, that happiness is what? Sukham. Nitya nirantara sukham is happiness. That means there's no pain at all. That sukham is what? Happiness is what? Limitlessness. So being limitless is being happy. Please understand, there is no other happiness. Happiness, limitlessness is happiness. It is not a state of mind. The happiness is not a state of mind. Pleasure is a state of mind, understand, which is a fraction of fullness. But limitless happiness is not a state of mind. What is that? Limitlessness. What is being limitless is being happy. When you are bound, you are unhappy. When you are limited, you are unhappy. When you are limited, only when you have identity, wrong identity, you are limited being. Only when your identity is the only body maintenance complex. All the limitations of the body maintenance complex are superimposed upon I. This problem of smallness being centered on I. There is a sense of inadequacy, there is a sense of limitation, then there is what? There is a bondage. You being bound is being unhappy. Being limited is being unhappy. Now this identity is shifted from all the I. You don't shift physically, okay? In terms of knowledge, understanding, ascertained vision, you have just subtler the mind becomes, you just in terms of vision, you resolve everything. It is no more aham buddhi, aham sense, okay? Only in body, mind, sense complex. Even though you have relative identity in jnanam. Samaji is on our, I'm very busy, I had to go there, I can't come to London this time, I'll come in 2010, I spend 1 week time. That means what? When he says, he means physically, his identity is there. Isn't it? The relative is different. But actually, there's a vision of what is reality, what is truth, why things are like this. That understanding happens. So here, that identity is there, sense of limitation is there. Isn't it? That being bound, being limited is what? Being unhappy. That being, understand now, if the being limitless is being happy. Being limitlessness is happiness. You are no more bound with identity with only with the body mind's complex is resolved. How do you resolve it? By having right identity. Where do you identify now? Is what discovering the content, discovering the swarupam of everything. As the swarupam of I, swarupam of wave is H2O, similarly swarupam of I is what? Pure knowledge. Chit, when you understand, then your identity is with the chit, identity is resolved, then there is being free, what, being limitless, being free from these wrong notions, what, being limitless. Being bound is being limited. So being limitless is what? Being happy. So what is sukham? Happiness is limitlessness. What is this limitlessness? Fullness. When identity is with I, the content of I being, consciousness is very clear. Consciousness, being full is the nature of consciousness means what? I told in the previous verse, being full is the nature of the consciousness. So fullness and consciousness are not two different things. You don't need H2O and fullness with reference to ocean are two different things. No. Fullness is H2O. H2O is fullness. Understand now? And H2O, which is fullness, is the existence of the ocean with reference to ocean. Similarly here, consciousness, the content of the word I, is the existence, is the fullness. And the fullness is what? Limitlessness and happiness. Not two different things. Sukham. Understand now? When do you know? When you know that. When you know, aham. Kim swarupam iti atma darshane. Hey, what is the swarupam? What is the nature of the reality? What is the meaning of the word I? Iti, when you know, when you have the ascertained vision of the reality, the ascertain of the self, then there is sukham, limitless happiness. This happiness. What is happiness? Chit. See in the previous word now, chit, isn't it? What is chit? Consciousness. And what is this chit? Apurna, not apurna. Be careful here. In translating, apurna. You have to say apurnam. Apurnam means what? Angu, ingu, enru, enamal, engum, nikkamara, nirenda, parambarul. In Sanskrit, how do you say? Apurna. Apurna is such a, we had in Tamil equivalent beautiful word, Radhinji. Angenamal engum nikam ara nirenda. Why nikam ara? You know that nikam ara means what? Where can you push H2O from ocean? Nikam ara. Understand now? If you try to push away the H2O from ocean will disappear. There won't be ocean to, who will push the water? Can the ocean push the water, H2O? No. Who can push? What can be pushed? Therefore, how can whole jagat which exists in awareness, which is dependent on this awareness for its existence, this body, this mind, these senses, these pranas, the whole jagat world of external objects, all of them have their very existence in awareness. No? How can the jagat which is dependent on the awareness for its existence push away the awareness? How can it exist independent of awareness? Now, can you ever remove it? That which remains pervading irremovably everything is what? Nikam ara, nikappada mudiyamal nirendirikkiradana. Ingu, angu, ingu, now, understand now? Where is it? No? Apurna. Anit அத்தையும் நிரம்பி இருக்கின்ற சொல்றமா இல்லையா, ஆபூர்ண ஆபூர்ண சித், த கான்சியஸ்னஸ் விச் இஸ் விச் பர்வேஸ் எவ்ரி திங் விச் இஸ் விச் ஃபில்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங் ஈஸ் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் லிமிட்லெஸ்னஸ் தி ஹாப்பினஸ் தி ஃபுல்னஸ் இசன்ட் இட். சோ தென் அபவ, அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் திஸ் திஸ் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் விச் இஸ் fullness and happiness which fills everything, you know, that consciousness has no beginning. Abhava, bhava means what, which comes into being. Abhava, beginningless, unborn. We've heard the word aja, isn't it, in Bhagavad Gita ajaha, we heard atma. So abhava, consciousness, one fine day consciousness was born. Oh, who are you then to know even consciousness? Awareness was born one day. You know that? Awareness was born means there is another cause for awareness to be born. Isn't it? You can say, this is born, tumbler is born, I can say, because before tumbler there was paper. Before the stool there was wood. Before wood there was tree. Isn't it? You can say, always you have to go for the cause. What was the cause which brought awareness into existence? No, my God, everything comes into being in awareness. Awareness is one thing which can never be brought into existence. Now, because it's a source of existence. It's called said to be what? Self-existent. Uncaused, causeless cause. It is not, we don't even say, because awareness does not say, I am the cause. We shouldn't say awareness is the cause of the universe, we should not say. Parampurul padaippin karanam sollakudad. Padaippin karanam parampurul, we can say. And there's no way. There's no claiming. Understand? It's all from the standpoint of, when you say from the standpoint of the table, stool, I can say, cause of the table is wood, stool is wood. Wood is the cause of the table, we shouldn't say. The standpoint of what is used, we be careful. So we don't even say karanam also. Now, why is it? Because without that this cannot exist. Therefore we say cause. So what is this? Apurnam. Abhava. So abhava means what? Uncaused, causeless, cause which has no beginning, which never comes to an end, which does not undergo any change. Isn't it? Abhava. Then what about this? What abhava itself is enough. One more is avyaya. Vyaya means that which declines, that which wanes, theidal, kuraidal, marudal. We can say three meanings. That which does not change, that which does not wane, that, no, theidal, that which does not, no, decline. There is not change. That which does not become less or decrease. That which doesn't decrease in size or things. So avyaya marada. Avyaya marada. Abhava tonrada. Apurna nikamara nirenda. Unarve sukham. Nun unarve sukham. Understand now? So the all part, that which is unborn, limitless, endless, changeless, beginningless, now all pervasive, the pure consciousness, the source of everything, is what? Is of the nature of fullness, happiness. Nun unarve sukham. Understand? The consciousness, which is abhava, apurna, 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 sorry. Apurna, don't say apurna, okay, wrong. ஒரு ஆ ஷார்ட் பண்ணிட்டுங்க அவ்வளவுதான் வம்பு. பூர்ணம் பிரம்மா பூர்ண ஆத்மா பீன் ஸ்டடிங் சுவாமி செட் அபூர்ணன். சோ அபூர்ண, அபூர்ண மீன்ஸ் வாட், நிறைவற்றது குறை அர்த்தம். ஆபூர்ண அபவ அவ்யய அபவ ஆபூர்ண சித் சுகம். சுகம் இஸ் வாட், this pure consciousness which is apurna abhava avyaya is of the nature of fullness which is you. How do you know? Atma darshane swarupam kim iti. When you know the self, you know the swarupam of everything. What is it? Everything chit. What is it? Chit. Chit is sukham. What chit it is? Which, what chit is sukham? What consciousness is of the nature of fullness? Which consciousness? How many consciousnesses are there? Very question is wrong, isn't it? A conscious, the reality is the consciousness which is of the nature of fullness, which is beginningless, changeless, understand? And which is all pervasive. Understand? There is no sukham. If you are searching for some sukham, are you searching for some other sukham? No. If you are searching for some other sukham, and that is different, isn't it? That means you are searching for the fraction of what is said here. There is no other sukham. There is no other greater luxury than reveling in knowledge of the reality which is fullness.
Bandha-muktyati-tamparam-sukham Vindati-ha-ji-vastu-daivikah Bandha-muktyati-tamparam-sukham Bandha-muktyati-tamparam-sukham விந்ததி ஹஜி வஸ்து தெய்விக விந்ததி ஹஜி வஸ்து தெய்விக.
சி ஜீவா து இஹ விந்ததி, ஜீவா இஹ விந்ததி. விந்ததி மீன்ஸ் வாட், கச்சதி படதி. அப்ப பரவாயில்ல, நம்ம கிளாஸ் பண்ண ஹெல்ப் பண்ணுது. கச்சதி படதி லிகதி வதத்தி விந்ததி. விந்ததி மீன்ஸ் வாட், அட்டைன்ஸ். ஹூ அட்டைன்ஸ் ஹியர், வேர்? இஹ. இஹ மீன்ஸ் வாட், ஹியர். ஹியர் மீன்ஸ் வாட், இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட். இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் மீன் வாட், இன் திஸ் லைஃப், இன் திஸ் வெரி லைஃப். டோன்ட் நீட் டு வெயிட் ஃபார் அனதர் லைஃப். ஐ டோன்ட் நோ சுவாமினி, ஐ ஸ்டில் டவுட், ஐ டோன்ட் நோ ஹவு மெனி எவர் மோர் ஜென்மாஸ், யூ நோ லைக் கஜினி முகமது, நோ. I don't know how many of them he had to, you know, people when they fail many times, and people in India, they use at the age, you know, 17 times he attempted to destroy Somnath temple. Okay, so people think, you know, they'll say, oh, Gajani Muhammad, he's sitting for, he's trying for next year also. Whenever people are could get detained, they're always said like that. That means what? You try next attempt, you know, like that. We don't know how many janmas. No. The vision of Atma is there. If you really, there's genuine interest, Iha. Jeevaha Iha Vindati. Jeevan in the Janmatale Adahino. Understand now? Iha Vindati. What? What is what? Tu, indeed. Okay? Definitely he had. Jeevaha Iha Vindati. Vindati Iha. Paranga. Vindati plus iha. How do you write it? Vindati iha. Iha, solunga. Iha, jeevaha, vindati. Jeevaha iha vindati. Jeevaha iha vindati. Iha eva vindati. In the janma only. Understand now? In this very janma, in this very life, jeeva attains. How? Daivikaha. Daivika. Which divaha? Daivikaha. No? Daivikaha means what? Divine. Pertaining to anything pertinent to Deva is Daiva. Daivikaha Jeevaha. We never say Pei Pishasala. Understand now? Always Jeevan. Alla Vartadam. Daivikaha Jeevaha. Divine. Individual. Okay? Every individual is divine. Isn't it? So, Daivikaha Jeevaha Iha Vindati. Iha Kim Vindati? Param Sukham. Ovvoru Thani. Understand now? Manidhanam. Melana Sukhatte. Adehiran Param Sukham. Why Param Sukham? Sukham itself is enough. Because the Sukham is also used with along with the Dukkham as a pleasure. Here we have to differentiate this Sukham from that Sukham. Not temporary Sukham, but permanent Sukham. Absolute Sukham. What is absolute Sukham? Nilayana Sukham. Nitya Nirantara Sukham. The happiness which lasts forever. No, time-wise, spatially, habit-wise, limitless happiness. Now, that happiness is what? Fullness. That sukham is the absolute sukham. An absolute luxury, isn't it? So, that sukham, param sukham, daivikaha jivaha iha vindati. Param sukham vindati. There's no, you had one mela. See, look at this. Now, you understand the context of these things, you see, you know the relevance of meditation, all that now, very clearly, isn't it? What is meditation? What is the role of meditation? How much it can do? What it cannot do? When the meditation becomes meaningful, when it doesn't serve any purpose? So, param sukham jivaha iha vindati. Param jivaha jivaha vindati. Jivaha kim karoti? Jivaha vindati. Jivaha kim vindati? Jivaha param sukham vindati. Kaha jivaha? Daivikaha jivaha param sukham kutra vindati? Iha. I'm very happy. I can make some questions now. Param. Actually, you won't forget the word. That's what I'm saying. Jivaha param sukham iha vindati. What is this param sukham? Which is free from. Okay, which is free from bandha mukti atitam, which is free from, which is apart from, no, which is even beyond what? Bandha mukti. The sukham which is free from apart atitam, beyond bandha, bondage and freedom. Why? Look at this, such a beautiful thing. You have to understand very clearly here. A bondage is a notion. Look at this. Bondage is a notion. Bandaha means what? Bondage. Muktihi is what? Freedom. That's also what? A notion. Understand? Bondage is notion. Muktihi, freedom also is a notion. When? Until you become knowledge, it is very much real. In knowledge, you say, in vision, when? Atma darshane swarupam kim iti atma darshane. Okay, what is swarupam iti? When you know the self, when you discover, you understand the reality. Swarupam as what? Swarupam is chit, is the swarupam. What chit? Apurna, we can say, avyaya abhava apurna. Chit is the sukham. When you understood in that ascertained vision of the chit being sukham, anandaha, which is now, what is then? What is bondage and what is freedom? Bandaha is a notion. Mukti also is a notion. It's a thought. There's no knowledge. Mukti, in her. There is no is consciousness bound? Is consciousness, does consciousness have bondage? Does consciousness have birth, death, pain, disease, illness, sickness, emotional problems? Does consciousness have any problems? even without consciousness there cannot be any problem, for the problem itself exists in the samsara. In fact, samsara vrikshasya adhara, so life of samsara exists where? Only in awareness, isn't it? Knowing the existence of samsara is getting out of samsara, isn't it? Therefore, what is bondage? Consciousness is no bondage. As a jiva, who is a jiva? When there is a notion, the individual with the mind entertaining the notion, I am body, mind, sense complex. I am a limited being. He is an individual. Look at this, an individual endowed with the mind, having the notion, I am a body, mind, complex, I am a limited being, with the notions about the self, is an individual, jiva. Limited being is a jiva. Isn't it? That jivaha, who is that jiva? It's also daivikaha. Everything is divine. Everything is manifestation of what? When do you say divinity? Only in jnanam you will say that. That is why jnanis naturally will accommodate any rubbish and nonsense. Isn't it? Because everything is divine. So, daivikaha jivaha iha eva vindati paramam param sukham. Marana mela paakudada. Again, it's another concept. Why is not there at what? In the Muchuma expression it comes. That's when our Bharatanatyam children always will say like this. Now first they had to say like this. Whenever the Jagat comes, they had to say, hands go like this. They can never just only show. Patha where philosophy, isn't it? Whereas there's no. What I'm saying here. So param sukham ikhayeva vindati. What is it, param sukham? A which is beyond bondage and freedom. What is bondage? Notion. I am bound is the notion. Where is bondage sitting here? Tell me. In notion only bondage. Where is moksha now? I am free. Also what? Notion. Is there bondage and moksha for? Is bandha, moksha is there for consciousness? No. When you discover chit, the consciousness, as the reality, as the content of the word I, you discover chit being the reality as the content of the word I. I had to be very careful in saying. When you discover chit, the consciousness, the reality as the content of the I, then you, when you ascertain that, that consciousness is free from bondage. Consciousness has no bondage. Consciousness has no freedom. So what is this bondage and consciousness? Two notions. Notional. Understand now? Okay. In Narayanam, Bhattadri says, Narayana Bhattadri, Jeevo pi naiva para. Jeeva also is none other than you, Krishna, he'll say. Where is this thought? I am bound. I am bound is what? Please tell me. What is it? I am bound. Is it body? No. Is it prana? No. Is it sense power? No. What is I am bound? Notion. What is the notion? In what form does the notion exist? The form of thought. So what is thought? What is consciousness? Truth of any thought. So in truth of the thought is what? Beyond the thought. Truth of wave is beyond. Beyond means don't think distant. Beyond should not be understood, my God, in terms of distance. Another, that's why Swamiji never likes to use the word beyond for atita. Generally, when people translate, so look at all problems, okay? Whenever they come across the word atita. Atita means immediately people write beyond. கடந்த தமிழ் தமிழ் வேர்ட் தமிழ் டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன் கடந்த கடந்த வேர்ட் whenever when do we use in terms of distance வாட்ஃபோர்டை கடந்து டாக்டர் வீட்டுக்கு போனோம் ஐ ஹேட் டு கோ பியாண்ட் மங்காமாஸ் ஹவுஸ் டு கோ டு சிவானி அம்மாஸ் ஹவுஸ் தட் பியாண்ட் வி யூஸ் இன் டெர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் டிஸ்டன்ஸ் இசன்ட் இட் சோ அத்தீதா வி யூஸ் சோ பீப்புள் லிட்டில் டிரான்ஸ்லேட் இட் வாட் இஸ் பியாண்ட் டிவோஷன் நைஸ் லாங்குவேஜ் நைஸ் வே ஆஃப் சேயிங் இட் ஓ சுவாமி இஸ் ஹைலி ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் ஷி ஹவ் பியூட்டிஃபுல் ஷி ஸ்பீக்ஸ் amazing wonderful fact she was talking so beautiful what is the truth beyond the ocean what is the truth of the ocean be simple okay what is free from ocean when you say what is free from ocean what is beyond the ocean means what is the truth of the ocean when you say what is the truth of the ocean what is free from ocean what is free from ocean means what is not dependent on ocean for its existence for anything what is the one which lends existence to the ocean that is what is meant by the word atita understand now so here this bandha is a notion moksha also is a notion these notions are just thoughts understand now and the truth of these two notions is what the chit the consciousness which is the sukham chit itself is sukham then what banda moksha atita param sukham jeeva daivikaha jeevaha iha vindati when atma darshane when he one has the ascertained vision of the self now when knows the swarupam of everything being the chit and which is of the nature of happiness fullness limitlessness which is apurnam which is abhavam abhava chit apurna chit avyaya chit that even he one knows jivaha when recognizes that sukham is what sukham is not Now the pleasure, sukham is not a state of mind. Sukham is the swarupam. Fullness, happiness is the swarupam. Understand now? Swarupam, one attains swarupam is what? That's why, how can wave ever attain its nature of H2O? In terms of knowledge. That is why... even though H2O is ever distancelessly close as the very self as because in terms of ignorance only distances the wave and H2O the attainment of H2O the swarupam in terms of knowledge is said to be what as something beyond understand how attain something which is beyond Isn't it? இது தூரமா இருக்கிறது அடையிற மாதிரி வாட் இஸ் சுகம் சுகம் இஸ் தி ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம் நிறைவே நிலையான மகிழ்ச்சி நிலையான இன்பம் பேரின்பம் நாட் சிற்றின்பம் பிளஷர் இஸ் சிற்றின்பம் இசன்ட் இட் வந்து போற இன்பம் சிற்றின்பம் நிலையாக இருக்கிற பேரின்பம் சொல்றோம் சோ வென் யூ சே ஹியர் திஸ் சுகம் நிறைவு the fullness limitlessness is what sukham ஆனந்தம் that sukham is what the very consciousness chitti sukham sukham is chit chit and sukham are not two different things that sukham this param sukham absolute sukham absolute luxury which is what sukham is the very chit therefore what it is free from the notions of bondage and notion of freedom. And that sukham, everlasting, okay, happiness, fullness, jiva, the daivikaha jivaha, the divine individual, no, the divine being attains here in this life itself, when in having the vision of the Atma being the sukham. Atma darshane, you have to understand, connect it, I just won't get the meaning. How much she emphasizes, no? That is why, enna venuma theda venda, inge irukku. That is what. See, the more we know, more will become quiet. Then this running around interest and all will go slowly. Actually, the very inclination to jump and to go there, here, see, all those things initially, as physically also we are immature, physically even the grown-up also, mentally that maturity, that understanding. The maturity is always based on the dispassion, how dispassionate you are. Of course, we are not totally immature. How mature the person is, how dispassionate the person is. Not how frustrated the person is. Okay? Enga kooptalum varadilla, engina varala. I don't want to come anywhere. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to see anybody, anything. That is frustration. That is different, isn't it? I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to. I'm not interested in anything. I'm disinterested. I'm keeping aloof. Oh, that is frustration or verup. No. Here, dispassion should not be mistaken for frustration. And frustration misunderstood for dispassion. Naturally, dispassion comes. Total dispassion is in knowledge. Why? How can fullness and passion can coexist? No. It is possible. I told you already. Tall, thin person can come. Or short, fat person can come. Tall, fat person can come. Short, fat person can come. But tall, short person cannot come. Isn't it? Why? Their attributes opposed to each other. Aviruddha, okay? Viruddha dharmaha. Viruddha dharmaha, ekasmin nasyuhu. Okay? Attributes opposed to each other cannot coexist. No, there is light here. Doctors also is here. See, not possible. Black and white, only TV, isn't it? Once upon a time. Black and white exist together, you know that. That we can say, you know, tax paid and I understand. Black money and white money. That can exist. Not color to colors. No, this look at this, is black and also white. No. Isn't it? Hey, that's not possible. Why? They're opposed to each other. Light and darkness cannot coexist. Shortness and tallness cannot coexist. Fatness and thinness cannot coexist. Why? Viruddha dharmaha. Attribute opposed to each other cannot coexist. So also what? Passion and fullness cannot coexist. Vatness and now cannot coexist. Why? Passion is fullness. Wave is water. Wave is water. Passion or desire, wish, will everything is a thought, realm of thought, which is consciousness. Understand? Therefore, where there is ascertained vision of the reality being as the very self, being the very self, and where there is discovery of fullness, where there is revelation of fullness, and there cannot be passion. The more dispassionate you are, now the more you discover joy in studying Shastram, the more dispassionate you become naturally. The more dispassionate you are, it shows more mature you are. Isn't it? Because any passion is ultimately for happiness only, fullness only. Any passion for anything, any passion is ultimately for happiness only. Isn't it? So what it says here is, oh, time, my God. So, therefore what now? Let me hear. Therefore there cannot be this daivikaha jivaha param sukham iha vindati. How? As the, in discovering the self being reality. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva.